There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Claire Sharrock is here. NLT is back on Sunday. Let's talk to Danny Norton, who is with us in the room now. Let's start with the first story that you've been looking at today, Danny. The French president's in the UAE at the moment, visiting a number of places, but most obviously including the Louvre in Abu Dhabi. He's also been giving his thoughts on the Emirates and the relationship between France and the Emirates.
Indeed, yes. Emmanuel Macron has praised the UAE's policies and positions in what he has described as a volatile region. Like you say, the French president is here in the Emirates at the moment, and he's highlighted the country's success in facing numerous challenges such as climate change. You also spoke about the strategic and cultural ties between the countries, stressing that France will always be at the UAE's side. Now, earlier on today, Macron visited a French naval base here in the Emirates. That was earlier on this afternoon, whilst, of course, one of the main reasons for his trip was to visit the Louvre, Abu Dhabi, which opens its doors to the public tomorrow.
Well, those ties that he's referring to are slightly deeper now because the Louvre opening is a massive deal, isn't it?
It certainly is a huge deal, isn't it? Yeah. And we're really excited about this one. It's amazing when you see the kind of reception that the new museum has received, especially for example, the international press. I think just positive kind of reception all round for it. It boasts nearly 700 artworks and artefacts. Some of them are part of the permanent collection. Others have been loaned from 13 French museums, which I think just shows the relationship between the UAE and France, of course. The fact that that'll be a consistent thing where the Louvre Abu Dhabi will be receiving different kinds of artworks and artefacts throughout the time from France, including from obviously the original world famous museum over there in Paris. There's also different collections of pieces from across the Middle East, such as from Saudi Arabia, Jordan and Iraq as well. But obviously the building itself, I mean, the architecture is just stunning. I can't wait myself to get down there and see it in person. You look at the pictures and you think, wow, can't wait to see what it's like when you're actually in the place itself.
Yeah, me too. I've not been down to that site since I went down to visit the building site quite a while ago, and they did a media tour of that, so very exciting. And also we're interested to see the prices not too extortionate and free for kids under 13, so great educational benefit from that as well. Danny, let's move on to some sad news though, released today regarding incidents on the roads here in Dubai.
Yeah, unfortunately that is the case. One person has died, 8 others have been injured in traffic accidents in Dubai over the last couple of days. Now that's according to Dubai police, who say that in the first incident a person was killed and one was injured in the Al Awiya area when a motorist drove on the wrong side of the road. The other incidents were multi-vehicle collisions on Cairo Street and the Dubai Al Ain Road, which resulted in several injuries. So just a reminder to obviously just try and stay as safe as you can do whilst you're out there on the roads. Leave enough distance between vehicles.
Do you know what? Dubai Fitness Challenge is here at the moment, and I've been trying. Not successfully on every day, I have to admit, but I was out biking on Friday and I came back to where I lived and there's a speed bump down the road, so somebody in a big four-wheel drive had switched to the other side of the road to avoid the speed bump and was careening towards me at an incredible speed. This is in the middle of Internet City. And I kid you not, I saw, and it was one of those moments where you see your life flash in front of your eyes, and he just swerved in and avoided me. I was on the right side of the road, had just moved right into the edge, and I really thought, this is it. This is me. And this was a very quiet street, late, what was it, Friday afternoon as well. Just crazy.
It's sad, isn't it? I think it's an example which goes to show that you always have to be on the ball in a sense, don't you? Because and it's not necessarily to say anything about your driving skills necessarily, but even, you know, other people, and just to be constantly aware, because in that kind of situation where you'd feel completely safe, you just never know.
I feel like it's
shocking, really, isn't it?
It is, and I feel like all the things the authorities have done, and they have done a lot, and things have improved because of changing speed limits or fines or all of those things, but you still can't do anything about, sorry, but the idiots like that that you're describing. Mm. You're always going to get a few who want to behave like that on the roads, and nothing will really stop them. And unfortunately, I mean, as you say, Danny, it's all about making sure you're always concentrating so that you can react if you have to. Mm.
And it's sad as well, isn't it? Because this is a speed bump, and you've surely got to think there's a speed bump here for a reason.
He's in a four-wheel drive as well, so he's not exactly going to have a hard time getting over it.
Exactly, but it's there for a reason, isn't it?
Yes.
At the end of the day,
yes.
You don't just get put somewhere just for the sake of it. It'll be because it could be, you know, a bit of a danger zone or whatever. It could be a residential area. It could be children around about. It might be near a school, a nursery. Who knows? They're there for a particular cause.
Well, that's what it is, you see. It is a residential, it's a very small residential area, but it is. And I really thought, oh dear, this is it. And what do I do?
Exactly. And it could have been, I mean, who knows, a kid could run out from one of the houses where he's cutting off the speed bump. You just never know what's going to happen, do you? So.
I didn't say, oh dear, by the way, in case you're wondering. It wasn't quite as calm as that. It was slightly stronger.
Because it's really scary. It's really frightening to see how some people throw themselves around in big hunks of metal. Wait, hunks? Do I mean hunks? Big chunks of metal?
Big hunks, chunks. They're similar. I think they're interchangeable words.
They can be. Mm. And it's, you know, with no thought to their own safety, let alone yours. That's the thing, isn't it?
Quite right. That's by the by. Let's move on to something slightly more rosy, I think it'd be fair to say. Wellbeing in the workplace. New report yesterday. I saw this. I kind of glanced at this yesterday, and I saw the headline, and I thought, as you mentioned at the top, Claire, 95% of employees believe they'd be more productive if they were happier. And I kind of thought, duh, yeah, of course they do. There is a bit more to it, though.
There certainly is, yeah, because 72% say that they feel work-life balance is key to managing their well-being and their overall happiness in the workplace. So getting that work-life balance correct. That's obviously according to the study, which you mentioned was released yesterday by Bupa Global and Oman Insurance. And it shows that employees are finding it challenging to adequately address the well-being of their people. Karim Idibili is the general manager for Bupa Global, and he spoke to us here at the ARN News Centre.
If you ask most people today what is wellness at work, they'll say it's a bowl of fruit. But actually, it's far more multifaceted than that. It's as much about having a healthy diet as it is to exercising at work, as it is to having a health insurance plan. But it's also about mental well-being, which can mean different things to different people. So that's varying from the office space, from the lighting, from the ergonomics, to the work culture. So really, happiness is something different for each employee. So what we would really love to encourage is that conversation between employers and employees to really understand how happiness can be defined in their specific workplace.
That was Karim Idibili, the general manager for Bupa Global, and he also added that wellness initiatives for employees will be effective only if they're customised to meet the individual needs of the workforce.
All right then, what would make you happier in the workplace, do you think, Danny? What would increase your sense of
well-being? He'd have that bowl of fruit.
Actually, a bowl of fruit would be
quite
nice.
I have that bowl of fruit. I'm the one in the
news
team.
He used the fruit bowl.
Do you know, there's a little thing where anytime anyone in the news team goes away, whenever the ritual when they return is to come back with a treat from wherever they've been to. I know Michelle's kind of brought back numerous items from, like, you know, her trips abroad many a time. I'm that annoying one who I tend to bring back kind of healthier stuff.
He brings in the fruit basket.
I bring in the fruit bowls. They always receive well, though.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You think they're received well. to your face, they're received really well.
By me, they are. By me.
Do you know who's the person that brings back those pineapple chunks covered in chocolate? I think they're from New Zealand. Is it Brandy brings those?
Yeah, I imagine it's Brandy.
Those are just, they're a revelation to me.
See, simple things can make you happy in the workplace, though. I mean, that's the thing, isn't it?
We're kind of joking, but actually it is little things. You're right. So things like a fruit bowl or maybe flowers on tables, that kind of thing. The little touches that people make. I know these are kind of minor, but it's, you know, it's working.
But employees want to know that their employer cares about their well-being and thinks about the space that they work in. Have they got the space? How is their desk set up? Do they get enough breaks? Are they appreciated for their work? All of those things. And the mentality that can create, if you get it right as an employer, definitely will get more out of your workforce.
You will. And if you want Danny to produce news bulletins on the hour, every hour on time, an apple or two.
Yeah, some grapes, some dates. Can't go wrong.
Danny Knowles from the ARN News Centre. Nice to see you. Thanks for coming.
Nice to see you guys.
Appreciate it.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.